Better. You ain't heard nothing.
Computers and genes have come together in the fields of bioinformatics.
Makes the LCDs other than the flat hunt, the studio and the cinema displays from Apple?
Pretty much everybody. Panasonic, NEC, Samsung, all the guys, all the monitor makers make LCD panels, and you can find them in various qualities and price ranges. It's universally accepted that Apples are the best. They're not the most expensive, although they're awfully close. But they have every test I've ever seen says that Apple's LCD panels are of the highest clarity, color-wise, brightness-wise, all that kind of stuff, from in any comparison test I've ever seen. So if you're looking for an Apple product, you certainly can't go too far wrong with the LCDs from Apple.
And what about...
It's the constant abutting of logical ideas with wild extrapolation of those ideas, which maintain some kind of internal logic, or when they do twist the logic, actually twist it very firmly.
But psychology, there had better not be a Nuremberg, because not enough people have stood up for this. People have contented themselves with ratomorphism for 25 years when they knew in their hearts that it was wrong. Feeling guilty out there? You could cheer to show that it wasn't you. So now I think, the culture crisis grows ever more intense. The stakes rise ever higher. If there were ever a time to be heard and be counted and try and clarify thinking on these issues, it would be now.
Drugs, jaywalk, Burn the flag. Threaten the president's life. Listen to WZBC radio. Disrespect authority. Sleep late. Play the fool. Fast forward through the commercials. Believe in the unspoken. Choke up WZBC radio. Stay up late. Skip a beat. Have fun. Be a refugee. From consensus. Love an animal. Overdose on WZBC radio. Be your own doctor. Have your cake and eat it also. Ignore convention. Don't get married. Be intimate with WZBC radio. Hug a tree. Pet a frog. Kiss a prince or princess. Or both. Enjoy whatever you do. Live as long as you want. And die consciously with WZBC radio. Levitate. Dream lucidly. Create money magically. Be one with WZBC radio.
Warner Brothers, the jazz singer, was a revolutionary silent film that broke into sound with each musical number. Here, as in the Yiddish film, a cantor's son, played by Al Jolson, who was in real life a cantor's son, has to choose between American fame and Jewish loyalty. With each musical number.
Don't cry.
Warner Brothers, the jazz singer, was a revolutionary silent film. Broke into sound with.
The babelfish is small, yellow, leech-like, and probably the oddest thing in the universe. It feeds on brainwave energy, absorbing all unconscious frequencies and then excreting telepathically. Now, it is such a bizarrely improbable coincidence that anything so mind-bogglingly useful could evolve purely by chance that some thinkers have chosen to see it as a final clinching proof of the non-existence of God. The argument goes something like this. I refuse to prove that I exist, says God. For proof denies faith, and without faith I'm nothing. But, said man, the babelfish is a dead giveaway, isn't it? It proves you exist, and so therefore you don't. QED. Oh dear, says God, I hadn't thought of that, and promptly vanishes in a puff of logic. Oh, that was easy, says man, and for an encore he proves that black is white and gets killed on the next zebra crossing.
Russia continues to face a storm of protests for dumping radioactive waste into the sea in Japan.
But I do, my dear. This foreign dancing gives me the fearful shuffles.
Oh, I caught them in Buffalo once. Well, here's the little Sheba's room. Bye-bye.
Sheba's, over here. Sheik's. Well, this must be the gents.
Wait, Mr. Stones, we have to get out of here or we'll get caught in the rain.
It's occupied. My dear, I'm beginning to shuffle,
I
too.
I saw him come in here and what's those things must come out. Fudge law, lad. Fudge law. By God, I've got it. A rat hole. Fiddles down the rat hole. It's a
Stones, I say. Is that you?
But I don't have to.
From me inside.
Stalling. Come on, my drunk for two. Now, who's in there?
I say, Frank and Stone, God, it's monstrous.
Come on this way, Mr. Ackman. Come on.
I can't come that way. My knees are tied together.
Now your gag's falling out again. I don't know about that, Willard. He doesn't know any good knots. Then I don't know any good gags.
Where the hell are we? In hell?
Hell? No, Mr. Ackman. We're right under your house, near your nightclub.
Then these are my sewers.
That's enough now, Turkey. You're on the short end of the fuse of doom.
The electrician's going to pull your...
All right now. Come this way.
Wait,
come on,
Mr. Stones. I'm sure we took the wrong pipe out here.
That's my pipe. Keep up, Frank. I can see the beady, greedy eyes of that heinous, hideous rat. There, you see. Winking at me. Glowing in the dark at the end of the tunnel.
Sir, let's...
Come on,
I'm coming.
Lead all is lost. My cat.
Follow me, boss. Follow me, my nose.
Yeah, I see. It's glowing, see?
I smell a rat.
Yeah, Joe from Chicago, see? Taking off of my sewer, see?
I see. Oh, I'll find him, boss. I'll come through the walls. I'll squeak in the night.
Hold on the
floor. There is a major attack on the Bill of Rights underway in the guise of a so-called drug bill. And somehow the drug issue is even more frightening than communism, even more insidious. McCarthy told America that communism was under the bed. He was wrong. Ronald Reagan and George Bush tell America that drugs are in the living room, and they're right. It is here. It is real. It is the hydrogen bomb of the third world. And the quality of rhetoric, emanating from therapists and psychologists and psychoanalysts is going to have to radically improve, or we are going to have happen to us what happened to genetics in the Soviet Union. We're going to be Lysenkoized. We're going to be made lily white. And all opportunity for exploring this dimension is going to be closed off, almost as a footnote to the suppression of these synthetic poisonous narcotics, which are mostly dealt by governments anyway.
For it in a large swimming pool where they put us in a spacesuit, put weights on our legs so that we're neutrally buoyant, we don't float up or sink down. And then we can actually take advantage of the zero gravity. The zero gravity to
sciences, the information sciences, and increasingly we use supercomputers. Resource for the biotech century, genes for construction, building materials, fiber, energy, pharmaceutical, and foods. And of course, there are great benefits, but as I point out in the book, in the biotech century, but I think it's disingenuous to believe there aren't equally profound, disturbing, and unsettling. Environmental, social, and ethical issues, and we've yet to discuss them in public policy. Thank you.
We have come to be with you. We have sensed your energy. We have known that you have existed, that you were there. Among the multiplicity of life, times, simultaneous as they are, linear as they seem, we knew there was this time, this lifetime, where a spark would ignite within you, where you would remember, where you would know that you truly are a map maker, dreamer, dreamweaver, a vision maker, that you are a reality creator who is here in this lifetime to make peace with all your other incarnations, if you will, by making peace with yourself so that you might come out. Your higher self. We found them in what you would call a time long ago. In the search. In the same search in which you engage. In their search. To come out. We told them of you. Yes, we did. We told them there was a you out there. Who would wake up, who would find that spark, who would follow it wherever it led, would draw upon whatever resources you had, whatever limited resources, sometimes martyr, sometimes defensiveness, sometimes guilt, sometimes shame, but that you would make it. That you would make it. And though these resources, assets at first, would quickly turn to liability, and though you would find yourself in the midst of struggle, often in pain, you would keep looking. You would not give up. You would not quit. Even as those, perhaps out of some twisted compassion, would encourage you to quit, to lower your expectations, to lower your dreams, to give them up, to settle, to be satisfied, to become complacent. But you would not. Oh, you would try. But you would not. They did not believe us fully at first. But then they found you. Then they found you. And in their way came running to us with wide eyes and innocence, telling us all about this special, wonderful you that they found. And we smiled with them, we laughed with them, we cried with them in their joy. They asked us if we would help you find them.
Adam Newton. It's a strange phenomenon of sound. Some theorize it's merely a hallucination. I know I do whenever I hear myself. Hall of Mirrors. Well, it's with a logical world I have to communicate through. A logic only... It's like a map with only latitude. A world with only penises. No vaginas allowed. Penis has to do it all itself. And man, it's trying. But laws in New York State being what they are and all, I don't have to go into it. Out of Newton. World famous Newton, Massachusetts. Home. Where it all began. And of course, where it all ended. Don't have to go into it all now. It's a long, winding story. Best semi-forgotten, half-remembered, delivered without any direct subservience to the only penis reality that we have. So vaginas may be having a hard time, but man, it's hell on those peni, I'll tell you that. Hard to find a legitimate penile erectus anywhere in the urban sprawl of the human poetic perception. So that's the only kind you can use in this type of thing. Business sales pitch, workshop, group leader type thing. No work here. NT for you. The Right Honorable, the Major, the Gary Geiserman, a version of me. So if I don't have a version, what am I? Out of Newton, the only place we can be out of mechanically right now, unless we want to have miraculous metaphysical intervention. Of course, you know how those interventions work, don't you? They fit right in. Just like the elements and the archetypes and all those things that slide all the way through physical matter, in and out, slushy slosh, all the time, and in between time. 617-552-4686. If you've got a phone and are allowed by your municipal liaison agent to use it after hours. Some of you have that. I have that protocol because I'm in the media. Even though not commercially recognized by peers in the industry, thank God, I get to use the phone. Phone company being what it is and all. What it was and all. Oh, with AT&T, man, they got me coming, going, bent over, and flipped upside down backwards. Pretty near close to the retaining wire in all dimensional interfacings. And they're loving it. course, what we have going on today, we have a little experiment in metaphysics going on today. It's called Do You Get It? What will it take for you to get it? At least that's one game. Not the only game in town. Not really necessary. I mean, after all, it doesn't have to be on the media to be communicated. We know that. We've known that for quite some time now. Do you own 500,000 shares or not? Do you sit on at least three boards or not? Otherwise, walk out of the room. Bend over. Go into another room, please. Start your own. We're starting up all over the freaking place now. Like weeds. Little vaginas snapping, turtling around all over the place. Catching hell.
But it's a way of reminding yourself that you have a very strong bond with another human being. It has no bearing on my life. I don't have any sexual desires for other men.
As long as I live, never forget. There was one day that there were two ladies, both very smartly dressed, both extremely attractive. It was now time for recess, and Richard turned around as he always did, and he glanced at the crowd very slowly and looked directly at the ladies. One of the ladies parted her legs.
Musical number. At first, the cantor's son seems to choose Judaism. But in assimilationist Hollywood, the story could not end there. Hollywood had to have a Hollywood ending.
Mammy. Mammy. Mammy.
Here, Dad and his old Jewish ways are dead, while the hero in American blackface sings triumphantly with his Gentile girlfriend waiting in the wings.
I wanna your smile on my mouth.
Again and again in Hollywood films, the old world father is rejected, the mother is idealized, and the rebellious son sails on to glory.
As powerful as what's in your microwave oven zinging around your house is just idiotic. And, you know, I mean, I know it may take 20 years to develop a brain tumor, but what are they, you know, this is like the tobacco companies, you know, they get new suckers all the time.
O Prince of the Violet Dawn, I am Boris, your humble slave unit, ninth degree, fuse bearer to your alternating eminence. I bring the vile and trembling victim along the circuit of doom.
Recognize patterns, things that we've thought about before. Strength of human thinking. And actually suggested to Murray Campbell, head of the IBM Deep Blue team, that why doesn't he combine a neural net, which is a crude analog or simulation of some processes we think go on in the human brain, with this combinatorial explosion analysis of all the move counter move sequences, and so we've been having a dialogue about that possibility. But I think what you will see over the next decade, a combination of combining pattern recognition, which has been my main technical interest, with the strength of the logical strength, the speed, the memory, and the knowledge sharing capability of computers.
Despair, the hopeless. This future may have been seeded from an angry time of childhood when you wanted to be miserable to prove it to them all how they ruined your life. This future may have been seeded when you wanted to lash out in abject pity, in abject shame, to make them hurt in such incredible pain. This future may have been seeded at a time when you were bitter and resentful, but it's a future that has grown wild. Experience it. All its ugly, all its constricting, all its horror, all its terror, and its tragedy. And within it, even so, you love. You search and you seek, no matter how lost, you seek and search to be found. So in this errant future now, see what treasures there do remain, what gifts are there of tenacity, of perseverance, of courage, and your capacity to love even in the face of such tragic horror. Sense still your light, your fierce majesty, your magnificence, amid the weedy, seedy future. There is still the brilliance. Pluck the flowers, take the gifts, take the treasures, draw them into you just by desiring to do so. And take the power. Yes, take your power back. With the desire, with the wish and the will, with the determination, with that tenacious magnificence, and with that love, draw the power out of this lifetime. Take the light. Take the light. And love back, filling yourself now with the juice. Wring this lifetime out, wring it dry.
And he was being beaten, and you saw this filmy tape, and it brought back in the minds of a lot of people the terrible beatings of the South, the history of lynchings in the South, and suddenly it became a major racial issue.
And Bill Gates was being very matter-of-fact when he said, I'm going to buy 20% of you. I could buy 20% of you. I could buy all of you, or I could just go into this business myself and bury you.
In fact, there's so many different aspects of this, and I'd like to go at least some of them, but you talk about, and I love this phrase, the worldwide race to patent the gene pool of the planet.
Like issue,
As I said, it's a civil rights issue. It's a civil liberties issue. The reason women couldn't be given the vote in the 19th century, there was a very simple, overpowering reason that was always given. It would destroy society.
That it is just amazing. There is so much more to us than what we have been told.
You know, emotional, mental, and physical well-being, because pretty soon we're...
Radiation issue is important in the cellular industry.
Switches up the twisting coil of least resistance.
Brutal murders. It takes a different individual. It takes somebody that's a little quirky. I think most of them don't have a life.
Victoria's Secret. The one in the upper left-hand corner is giving me a look that says, I know you are here, and I have nothing better to do for the remainder of human time than return your persistent but engaging stare.
At the same time the fast food industry grew, the meatpacking industry was revolutionized. And again, in order to supply McDonald's, you needed big, big meatpacking companies that could provide a uniform product.
Just go into this business myself and bury you.
Pizza, which we never get, hardly ever. All we get is zero, is mashed potatoes.
Mashed coleslaw.
You don't get coleslaw. This isn't a diner.
Right, stop it.
This picture is for the help of the people. What I'm trying to say is, let me just speak. This isn't a funny conversation. What I'm trying to say is that when people are in pain and they need help, let me talk, please.
Outlet, be it radio, be it MTV, be it corporate music magazines.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works, isn't it?
Yes.
Mark, what's wrong with you?
I'm trying to reach you. It's tougher to get than the president.
What do you say? Who is
Get
it?
This through your head, you Jew motherfucker.
I'm not
Jew
motherfucker.
You only exist out here because of me.
Hey,
that's the only reason. Without me,
you
personally, every fucking life I still around,
I'll
take a piece of your fucking Jew head. Then where are you going to go?
Son of a bitch.
I'll be there in the morning. You can fucking try me, fatso. You fucking try me.
I want to cut your tongue out, please.
Where the fuck you get off talking to people about me behind my back going over my head?
Three times I reported Bad South Company. They detected already.
I've been trying to reach you. It's tougher to get than the president.
You better remember. It will be...
You know, I get calls from back home every fucking day. They think you went batshit.
What if you don't get your ass over here and do it? You don't even know who the hell you're talking to.
You're fucking lying. Don't ever go over my fucking head again. You motherfucker, you...
Thank you for calling Discount Tire Company. This is Donnie. How can I help you?
What the fuck is your problem?
I didn't know I had one, honestly, sir. Is there anything I can do for you, sir?
What if I was just to kick the ever-loving shit out of you?
Is there anything I can do for you, sir?
Excuse me, but I think a modicum of gratitude would not be out of line here.
Sir, this is Discount Tire Company. Do you have the right telephone number?
Hey, I'm doing a favor here, you know. You're getting me for nothing, you little fuck.
I'm getting you for nothing. I don't understand. What is this in reference to?
Nobody. I mean nobody pulling the wool over the eyes of a Gambini. Especially this one.
Hey, you have a good day, okay, sir? Thank you.
I'm going to buy 20% of you. I could buy 20% of you. I could buy all of you, or I could just go into this business myself and bury you.
Thought this was going to happen to us. We wasn't raised like this. We wasn't raised with no black and white thing. We had all kinds of friends. Black, white, Mexican, Chinese. Most of our friends were Spanish. Guess the first time for everything, though. You wouldn't have known him to recognize him. It was a hell of a look. That's why he has a lot to be thankful for. I told him he had a lot to be thankful for. Hell of a lot. Couldn't even talk. Just, I said, God darn. It took three plastic surgeries to get Rodney to look like Rodney again. But I knew one thing. My brother's son, sitting up there in that hospital bed that I saw, looking like hell that I saw, I knew I was going to do everything to fight for our justice and fairness. Because I didn't care if it was the president. Well, you know how, like the president of the United States, he's like the top thing. Anything happened to the president, everybody brave. Well, that's the way I felt towards Rodney. I mean, here's a nobody, right? But that's the way I felt towards him. You understand what I'm saying? You do? All right.
Ooh.
still remembers that excitement, that thrill of getting away with it, the desire for the big score. He wasn't immune to Mom's charisma. No one was.
I want you to go.
Mom, why can't I go someplace and study to be a doctor?
Oh, Jason, it takes too long, and we haven't any money.
Money? Well, we won't get any richer if I stay here. Pop's a failure, and you know it.
Jason, don't you dare.
There's a boat going up the river tomorrow, and I'm going to take it.
Well, I think America turned out to be what my grandfather imagined it to be. There was no romanticism involved. I mean, you can say it was a romantic idea that a poor guy with $19 sewn in his pocket could found an industry. I mean, that's a very romantic idea, but it turned out to be true. So, in a sense, he was a realist.
That's just an amazing thought. I mean,
well, it is. Whoever controls the genes controls the 21st century.
What's happened over the last several years is that the powers that have been transmitted by cell phones have dropped considerably as well.
And you want to know what my science fiction movie is? I have a, and I'll let you steal the concept.
Pardon?
Here's my concept of the science fiction movie is that someone discovers that this radiation is unhealthy for you, and the effort is how the heck do we turn the clock back?
To get rid of some of this. Well, you know, I'm not just concerned about microwaves. I'm concerned about, like, infrared transmission between your computer and your keyboard.
Now, this is what's supposed to replace that stuff.
Pardon?
Bluetooth is supposed to replace that infrared.
Well, are they going to replace everything? I mean, you know, we've got cell towers, we've got cables all over the place. I mean,
Ted, replacing everything is the name of the game, wouldn't it be?
Not designed for that, but it certainly could.
In fact, you could take the place of any of these remote control things. There are these remote
anything,
things that turn your lights on in the house.
Anything that is in short range, 0 to 10 meters.
But isn't it a pain to get that music into people's hands? Wouldn't it be great if, you'd be able to just collect your royalty without having to worry about...
Pass them out. That's how they became famous. So within about six months, they had about 15 to 20,000 copies on the street. And now that that's happening on the internet, which I understand the internet can be done a lot faster, now they have a problem with it. And I think that if they had a chance to throw it on a place like Napster, then they would have gone right for the gusto. But now they're not making any money off it, and now they have a problem with it. To me, it sounds pretty hypocritical. A few dollars or even maybe just a few pennies to press the CD, the big...
We're afraid to have their minds read.
ways to get people interested in your newer artists. And,
absolutely.
Get rid of the trucks. Get rid of the warehouses.
But the other things, there are other kinds of charisma, like the charisma of telepathy, for instance. I mean, if telepaths aren't really wanted in typical power structures because the powerful are afraid to have their minds read. So we don't have any schools to teach telepathy, right?
And yet they'll hire these people on a contract.
Only if they can be controlled.
Wow.
Only if they can be controlled.
Interesting.
That's a whole other topic, but that's charisma, what a person is putting out that attracts the attention of other people.
Can we include pheromones, other biological things?
Well, pheromones are produced, it's now known that pheromones are produced in the nose and from the tongue and in the sweat glands in the armpits. Human ones, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And this is being sort of kept quiet until somebody knows how to chemically reproduce this, and then they can sell it and bottle it.
Perfumes, yeah. Look out.
And then it'll be okay. But the nose is very sensitive. There are receptors, cellular cells in the nose that receive pheromones, and the pheromones are practically ID kits of the person who put them out. Did you did you know that?
I didn't know it was that profound.
Oh, it is that profound, and so the nose will sniff in a pheromone from somebody, and this will go into the subconscious information processing system, and it'll give them a good profile of what this person
is
all about.
The so-called lower animals do that all the time.
They get
a big sniff, and they're just taking a read right then and there on who this person is and what they're all about.
It's fabulous.
Los Angeles police officers for their role in the beating of Mr. King. LAPD officer Lawrence Powell, Timothy Wynn, Theodore Brasino, and Sergeant Stacy Kuhn have been indicted for assault with a deadly weapon and for excessive use of force under color of authority.
Powell, hold the baton like this. That is not a good. The proper way to hold the baton is like this. Now, one of the things that everybody is talking about is why did it take 56 baton blows? And it all comes down to Pal had no strength and no power in his baton strikes because he was weak and inefficient with the baton training. Oh, yeah. I know what I was going to do. Prior to this, we lost the chokehold, the upper body control hold, in 1982. If we still had the chokehold, this whole videotape would have never been on. This whole incident would have lasted about 15 seconds. And the reason we lost the upper body control hold, because in a period of about, we had something like 17 or 20 deaths in a period of about 1975-76 to 1982. And it was associated with, it was being used on blacks, and blacks were dying. And a number of the so-called community leaders, special interest group community leaders, came forward and complained and created the hysteria about the upper body control hold, that it was an inhumane use of force treatment. And Gilbert Lindsay, who was a really neat man, saw a demonstration on the baton, and he said, "You're not going to beat my people with that baton." He said, I'd rather you use a chokehold. But a couple of other people said you could beat them into submission, you could break their bones, but you're not choking them anymore. And so the political framework was laid for the elimination of the upper body control hold.
What do you tell them now about their grandmother, your daughter, your oldest daughter, was groomed to take your old role as the dodge, as the diversion?
I wouldn't say that she was groomed, but I would say that she was enticed. You know, my oldest has had a very hard time with this, and I want to pull her back out. I want to make her happy again. My two younger ones, I'm concerned about it. I'm not quite sure how to do it, and I'll find someone to help me. But my kids got a dad going to make them proud, and I'm going to make sure that they come through this as unharmed as possible.
Kids, do you like cannabis?
Yeah.
Want to see me pack a fat bowl and then smoke out of it?
Uh-huh.
Want to copy me and be a serious pothead?
Yeah.
Say things like dank, skunk, Buddha, roach, reefer, nugget?
Oh, yeah.
My brain said, wait.
Just a minute.
I can't think another thought. This shit's all clogged up with tetrahydrocannabinol. And Johnny D says,
hey, Dave, I'm pretty hungry.
Well, then let's eat.
I don't feel like walking, man. Want to carry me?
Well, since age 4, I couldn't really feel my legs. Because I smoked a fat joint or two every night before I went to bed. Got real stoned and started listening to Crisscross.
Jump!
Felt really weird, kind of like I had some nip-ons.
Is it cold in here?
I smoke a fat pound of grass and enlarge my ass with some nachos and burritos. But I got a Taco Bell really fast.
Come here, baby. You look really good right now.
John? Wait a minute. You're talking to my doorbell.
My English teacher wanted to smoke me up in junior high.
Shakespeare!
Only problem was, I was already pretty fucking high. I took a shot of vodka with a chaser, made a bong out of an eraser, asked my teacher to spread her legs so I could taste her. Walked into the strip club, I was pretty fucked up. Started splashing around on people's drinks like a little bear cub.
Wow.
Extraterrestrials packing a bowl while they're saying, we ain't got the shit up on Mars, you know. Whoa. 99% of my life I've been baked. At my wedding, I said, hey, fuck this shit, and ran straight for the cake. I told my wife our kids were going to be junkies, riding around in a Volkswagen and playing Kumbaya like a bunch of hippies.
You know you're really stoned when you can't feel your hands.
Where are my
running
hands?
Running around trying to figure out the meaning of your toenails, man.
Toe covers.
I went to White Castle and asked for a Happy Meal. Waitress said, we don't serve those here. I said, dude, what's the deal?
Okay. Well, one, you mentioned several times techniques, shamanic techniques, and shamanism is about techniques or methodologies to elicit altered states and work with them in a pragmatic way. But I think the bottom line of it is that if you're just using techniques, then like any other approach or school, it's going to be relatively surface work. And the real power comes from going deeper into the fire, you might say. And it's not about techniques, but it's about how you live your life. Because you're working, in shamanism, you're working with the power of spirit in different forms. It's not your power, it's power coming through you. And if it's going to be really helpful for people, then it has to come through a pretty clean channel, not a channel that's just trying to do its own ego thing or thinks that it's the one doing the show, because that's going to either warp it or dry it up or block it or make it really weird.
Son, dear.
feel this?
It's all stiff.
I sewed a few dollars in the lining, in case you need it.
Oh, Mom.
Jason, don't feel unkindly toward your father. Everything he did, everything he's ever done, was meant for your own good.
Oh, please, Mom, don't cry. Don't cry. Someday I'm coming home with my pockets loaded with money. Honest I will, Mom. You'll see.
All aboard!
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The sky is coming.
They had left the old world penniless, and in less than 20 years, they had become the highest paid executives in America.
We suspended our live internet broadcast while our streaming infrastructure is being retooled. We apologize for any inconvenience. Streaming infrastructure is being. We've temporarily suspended. Apologize for any inconvenience.
WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee, USA.
The Duke University and Duke Medical Center Travelers Information Station, WPHE 255, Durham, North Carolina. A service of the Duke University Office of Information Technology.
Cooperation. Have a safe and happy holiday. This is station WNQI 569. Thank you for tuning to the Maryland State Highway Administration's Travelers Advisory Radio System.
Probably quite a bit of that, actually. But the challenge is working within the limitations of the target hardware. And thank you.
march through current events. 1998, Bill Clinton blows it in front of Hillary.
Ooh, what a day. I really, really need to get high.
Well, you know where the stash is.
Well, could you light up the bacon-flavored incense, Hillary, honey?
All right.
I just don't want anybody to smell it. I'm just going to close the executive bedroom curtains here and light up. Oh, yeah. You know, honey, I'm only inhale in front of you.
Is that Arkansas green?
Oh, yeah.
Of offensive comedy. I'm your host, Philip Crawley, and I'll be taking you down the alleyways which turn off the back streets of the old town of radio yesteryear. We'll be listening to objectionable humor involving senseless violence, godless filth, deviant sexual behavior such as fisting, kick-fucking, and felching. But let's start with racial slurs. Amos and Andy debuted as America's favorite radio program in 1928. Here's a clip from their famous episode, Amos and Andy Kill Whitey.
What do you want to do today, Andy?
I don't know, Amos. How about we go kill Whitey?
You strapped?
Word up.
Let's roll on them motherfuckers!
That bass is kicking. Yo, Amos, check this out. Pepperwood motherfucker on the corner.
Let's peel that cops back, Andy!
Hi, it's Amos and Andy, beloved stars of radio. I wonder what kind of zany mess your hilarious Negro addicts have gotten you into now.
You the one in the mess,
bitch. No, no.
Pop, pop, pop. 14 shots to the dome.
You niggas make some of the coolest shit I've ever heard.
Wordplay master Fred Allen was no stranger to bigotry. In his famous feud with Jack Benny, the classic Jack Benny should be raped up the ass bit was amongst the most popular. There's a slight problem in the recording studio. Someone has bashed in the turntable with a hammer.
You're a disturbed individual, Crawley.
Now, just put down the hammer, sir.
Oh, I'll put it down. On your skull!
No!
Getting taken away, and it's interesting to see, I think, where
things that are going to be going in the next 3 to 5 years in terms of synthesis of speech. And I think we're going to see, like, you know, faster CPUs, more interesting DSP going on, and more things like physical modeling that will actually take the place of you know, frozen in time digital samples.
Well, what
interesting stuff like that.
Rob, what kind of stuff on a daily basis are you faced with? Is it mostly stuff that you sample from a synthesizer, or are you actually mixing source recorded material?
It's really a hybrid. It's getting more and more like doing sound design for film, except that unlike film, which is a linear experience, which happens exactly the same way every time, a game is like a matrix of different possibilities. And so you have to design a sound experience that sort of reflects what all those possibilities are, and is continually interesting and engaging every time that you play it.
So does that mean that they're all component pieces that that have to be able to work both individually and in sequence with many other pieces to complete a sequence that works for the
exactly.
player?
Like we'll do some things where it's usually a hybrid now, because we're actually doing some games on DVDs, so we're able to get multiple full bandwidth streams off of a CD to do ambient sounds and environmental sounds and speech and things like that. And some of the more immediate things, like sounds that respond to collisions of different objects, those usually live in RAM, and so that they can happen instantaneously, so you don't get the latency that's involved with trying to do a seek to get something off the CD.
And do you...
Yeah, sorry.
we probably got a couple of minutes left.
Okay.
So I want to make sure I get into the... Now, do you add to the audio design actual code programming? I noticed that one of your favorite software packages is Code Warrior.
Yeah, I write... Actually, that's one of my main roles at Electronic Arts is I write some of the digital audio tools that we use to algorithmically test interactive speech and to do things like speech sample databases, because it's not uncommon to have in excess of 25,000 individual voice samples in a CD sports game.
And so use the nose will sniff in a pheromone from somebody, and this will go into the subconscious information processing system.
Data pipeline from, you know, script to getting it actually in the game and implemented is a monumental task.
By the time we play out an event, it's virtually after the fact, because we've already been through it, either in the dream state or in this non-time, if you will, non-physical reality. somehow, but we've, and so we see it played out. That's where our learning comes from right then. It's not really a big surprise to us when we walk into some of these things. We think it is a big surprise. We think it's a really big surprise when you're hit from behind, you know.
Especially with the boss.
Big surprise.
The measure of his goodness and evil.
I think my conclusion at the end is that I think we can never truly know anybody. I think that even ourselves, I mean, I think about this quite a lot, especially after hearing and studying so much about Barbara, that I think what I find so frightening about the case is that here's a man, I've seen videotapes of him with his second wife, and he seems like an affable, nice guy who you'd like to talk to at a party, and then I think of him killing his family with a baseball bat, and it's frightening to me because I always like to I think I couldn't do something like that, but then we don't know.
Bob's Mediacology works on four levels. On the first level, the most complex, the formal level, it's programming our sensory environments. For example, we programmed visual space for 300 years under printing press conditions. Mm-hmm. Then we brought in acoustic space retrieval with radio, and then tactile space with television.
I think these kinds of questions come up over and over again. You know, now we have Bob Carey, who everybody perceives of as a fine man and as much as one can be a good politician, and then he has this dark. He has this dark memory in his past. And judge people.
Contradictory here. He wanted to be a perfect father of a handicapped child. He also said later that if Christopher had been normal, he wouldn't have lost it. But
I think that's true. I think that's true because I think you're right. It is. I think the desire is in itself contradictory. To be the perfect, to the notion of being a perfect father when everything is fine is a very, very difficult achievement. But to do it when you have a child who, what does it mean to be the perfect father of a handicapped child? It means to be patient beyond imagination, self-sacrificing beyond imagination. And I think that's asking an awful lot of anyone, and somebody who then has a mental disability, it may be asking the impossible.
So, and that's tactility television. So you're working with the tactile sensory environment.
Okay, that's number one.
That's the first level, the most general sensory programming of population. The second level of Bob's media ecology is controlling, it's basically advertising. But we call it advertising and programming, or advertising and then the show or the information. But from the perspective of the first level, they merge. But on the second level, Bob's media ecology, it's programming media content, mm-hmm. which is usually a previous environment.
Mm-hmm.
Resource, the green gold. It's as important as oil was in the 20th century and gold in the mercantilist era in the 17th century. The fact is, I think your listeners will be surprised to know this. In the next 5 to 7 years, the Human Genome Project, the private and government-funded projects to map the genome, in the next 5 to 7 years, they're going to map and isolate and identify virtually all 60,000 or so genes that make up the blueprint for the human race. All in the next few years, we've already, every month we're announcing a new gene that they've isolated. What the public doesn't know is that every time one of these genes is identified, the breast cancer gene, the cystic fibrosis gene, etc., it immediately becomes a patented invention.
Transforming him step by step, conducting him finally across the great voltage drop, and finally placing him on the holy grid of electric blue. Now, master, tool of the universe, expose yourself to us. Right. Oh, now, master, instrument of the universe.
I am the technician. You fighted in vain. I'll be with you in a minute.
Thank you.
Mr. Acme, what a magnetic personality. Oh, wait till you see his costume. It's not rented. Oh, you gotta have some lines in the ceremony. Better than gag it. I tell you, if he don't kill you, you'll love working for him.
I don't work for anybody. Everybody works for me.
That's funny. That's what I was going to say.
So, that's all I'll say about that level. The third level is bureaucratic media ecology, which largely consists of Big Brother work, what Orwell tried to whistleblow on with 1984. That is basically assassinations, political smear jobs, framings, sort of battles behind the scenes.
Now we're getting interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the third level of programming. And then the fourth level is what I'm an expert at, is collective clairvoyance. And that is the sum of the first three levels that are creating a synergistic effect, greater than the sum of the parts, that is the result, day in, day out, of what all these various levels of programming contribute to.
Hey, who said the Church of the Subgenius was total crap? All flabbergasted bullshit. I don't happen to feel that way. Of course, my older bad brother was named Bob, so I can't help myself. Of course, there are a lot of bad Bobs around. Out of the Newton, just a musical oblique obob, kaleidoscopic jukebox. Out of Newton. Newtown, perhaps. A new place for the Fig Newton industry, perhaps. Forming a multinational oligarchy of collusional, bodiless, financial streaming, inverted, hidden pyramidal investments in third, second, and first and a half worlds, based on the front of a benign family cookie industry. That's an idea. Of course, you know, everything in the Matrix is mapped backwards. Everything. Because Matrix has a big job. Got to represent the entirety for you. And the human being has a lot of teeth, can eat plants, nuts, seeds, legumes, tubers, stems, leaves, even flowers, pollen even, as well as animals and things, if you must, to take it to its extreme, as it were. Take it all the way to the bridge. As the Eck would say, take it to the wall. I think he said, take me to the wall. New metaphysics. Following the game plan, National Defense Initiative, Office of Naval Intelligence to be precise, make sure the Matrix stays matricidal. because any man who has a mother can't become a real modern-day man. Now, can he? Mapped backwards. So you take some internal being state in dimensions and map it outside the body, creating material illusion married to the body, which takes the rap like the beaten wife of Wives' Tales metaphysics from the man matrix academia. The Greeks were in on it. They were oblique. Goes back to the Chinese, back to the Indian subcontinent. Off planet, back over Atlantis. A little bit of action before that, and then it is firewalled off of the matrix, sealed off. You do not remember Lemuria in the Pacific, wherever the Pacific was then. You do not remember the crystal grids of Atlantis holding the firmament up in the air, safe harbor for the air element before it all came tumbling down. Not a good four civilizations over in Atlantis. Now you take a Clark Kent kind of matrix like ours. You pick this from out of the game between lives as the place to pull it off. The civilization, a banal, mediocre one, normally would have ended around the Great Second War in all of its blazing semi-radioactive glory. In fact, in some ways it did end. But everything being mapped backwards for delusional glory, propaganda of materialism in this one. In time, space being what they always are, tools for the holographic VR. Parallel multiple break-offs. Interventions from outside the game. The human being, what it is, which is an experiment in progress. This particular matrix was picked for detonation. What has never been done before. Happening now. Matrix being nothing more than a straight man set up for the action. got to seem real, but the human won't buy it. It's got to use all the dimensions in the holographic projection. Fully developed, multifaceted backstory and side stories, as many as are necessary. Gotta seem real. So pretty soon that propaganda of materialism will pop like a ripe, penile head and blow its game. But it'll be back projected for a long time. For normalcy. Only robots didn't make this matrix. There being no such things as robots, of course. Because this is a very clean matrix. No sci-tech at all. No mysticism whatever. To confuse anyone. Perfect empiricism. Church and state. Splitting up the turf. Clean. No knowledge of anything. And an agenda hell-bent to delete what little reality is sensed. That's what it's been all about. Science, the great black hole of knowledge. Back projecting, reverse engineering all that is real. Almost all gone now. With genetics, we get to erase any intuitive subconscious sensing of the human soul. Spirit was already murdered years before. That soul, the great feminine interface with the beyond, like the ozone layer, got to be blown away in the dimensions with the backstory. Back mapping. Logic only.
Tube.
Our tube.
There it is. Oh. Electrifying my life and smelling curtains for you.
You crazy monkey. All you criminals can do is stop elevators and break iron hearts.
I have learned its awesome secrets. Soon, I will know what to do with it.
I have that vision already. I know what to do with it. Think. Slicer dicers that grow in the dark. Rubber roads that lead nowhere. Gas bags, zizzing pans, happy people to work anywhere in the world. Digital beds, watches that won't melt. Movies and hotels, ant-proof casters, lights that never go out. A cure for the shuffles. Cheap art and compulsive education and all of this part. 61. The future. Easy. Efficient. Profitable. What? I'm my voice.
Pathetic. I knew you'd say that. What about the smoke? What about the curtain? What about reality?
No,
you cry for progress. I scream for ice cream.
That's
what about the ill people?
You mean the cons?
What about the rats?
Speaking of rats, see? Look what we caught squeaking outside the door.
I was just about to let myself in.
Sure.
Get your paws off me.
Uh-oh. Ask out the infidel.
T-Man raided the joint upstairs, see?
I must not be seen by the clean.
Hey, who's the mug in the mask?
I'm going to clean up in the bathroom.
Oh, look, you scared the boss away, the hawk.
I'm sorry,
hey, you bring Willard and Joe from Chicago in here. What happened to Joe's nose?
This rodent Gunsel bit it off.
It's a nice nose. It's rubber. I like it. It's rubber. It's chewy.
It'll ruin your teeth.
Have they got you too?
Okay, so what the fourth level is the final level. And when you say clairvoyance, does that mean that through nothing else other than the activity of the mind, you can direct all of these three levels to one point of interest, to one aim, one collective goal?
Well, if you think of mind as inside your skull, then you're limiting. That's a Western cultural percept. ESP is gesture as well. Mm-hmm. It's actually using all your faculties. So that tactility, comprehensive tactility, would be complex clairvoyance. And this is the effect of crowds and individuals intermingling. I guess the best images of that are fractals.
Mm.
Single model tire being sold in the United States today?
It depends on what kind of tire you're looking for.
And what's the most popular size?
The most popular size? That's kind of hard to say. There's quite a bit of sizes out there that are popular.
What if I was just to kick the ever-loving shit out of you?
I'd probably be pretty happy.
Thank you very, very much.
Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
I think I want my money back.
You want your money back? Is there something in particular that I can do for you?
Let me see. This is a tough decision you give me here.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I'm trying to put something really big together out here. You know what I'm talking about, huh? You know. If you're acting like this now, how can I depend on you?
Well, the way it looks right now is that you're not looking for anything in particular. You're just talking to me.
You're getting fucked one way or the other.
That's pretty funny.
You only exist out here because of me. That's the only reason. Without me, you personally, every fucking wise guy still around, I'll take a piece of your fucking Jew ass.
Tell
where you're gonna go.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go somewhere else until you decide that you can talk to me like a human being. If you can't talk to me like a human being, then you need to call another place of business. Have a good day, sir.
He stood with a bat in his hand for some time over his able son Bobby's body before he killed him. Can you imagine his head in that half hour?
I didn't try to imagine his head, but Bob Rowe was a voluminous writer. He left behind all kinds of stories, short stories he wrote about his own experience. He left behind journals and diaries, which his second wife ultimately allowed me to read.
And I think that his relationship with Bobby was extremely close. Bobby, by all accounts, was a very lively, charming young boy. And I think Bob saw in Bobby everything that he wanted as a father. And I think that to kill Bobby, for him, he had to convince himself that this was an act of love, because he did love those children. I think that that's absolutely true.
Intellectual property controlled by a life science company, that means that in less than 8 years from now, virtually all 60,000 or so genes that make up the blueprint for the human race will be owned in the form of intellectual property. They will be owned as patents by a handful of life science companies, giving them a lock on the blueprints for human evolution.
March 16, 1991, a young black woman is shot to death by the Korean owner of a grocery store for allegedly stealing a bottle of orange juice.
Harlan's family was asked if this will lead to violence.
Yes, I damn sure hope so, that there would be all the hell in the black community.
Somebody would care.
Stand up and see this insanity for exactly what it is.
Black Harlan's death occurred days after the Rodney King beating and added to the racial tensions in the black community.
I have a favorite saying that probably is not going to come off too well either, but I'm just going to be honest. I feel like the Koreans were like roaches. They were burnt out from Long Beach to Pasadena. All their businesses were targeted. Latasha's name was written on many of them.
That'd be an approximation.
That's a computer-generated image that has a kind of infinity to it.
Yeah, the same order keeps appearing while there's an amazing detail, variety. So that is an approximate visual image in motion of the sum total of history. And
to the temple of the electrician, high priest of full security.
You could be fined for saying that in the temple.
Just try it.
And that's the reason given. This was also the reason why the king could not give up a divine right, the right of consublimity. Chaos would result. And this is why we're told drugs cannot be legalized, because society would disintegrate.
He was telling the truth. That was actually a very intelligent way of putting, not too fine a point on what they could
possibly. And why couldn't he, in the end?
It's a really interesting story, because just recently, last week, we wrote a story in the journal about Bill Gates everything is Microsoft, selling off Sidewalk to a small company. Sidewalk was their big effort to attack local newspapers and by creating a local online city guide. They have been, I'm really kind of mystified, and I don't understand why they've been quite so bad at this interactive services. And the only conclusion I've come to is that they just are not a media company, and they don't understand that aspect. They're a software company. And at one point during the beginning of this, Bill Gates said, it's only a software problem. Well, this isn't about software. It's about chat. It's about community. It's about people. And the people in Redmond, they make a lot of money off of software, but they really, really don't understand the interactive nature of this, it seems to me. And right now, they're pulling back, and they're starting to invest in companies that do, which is a much better tactic for them. They can own big pieces of companies that are good at this.
For example?
For the Sidewalk, they traded a great deal of money, these properties for a big chunk of City Search, which is a company actually which is controlled by Barry Diller, who's a Hollywood mogul. They own stakes all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, metaphysically, to analyzing the matrix from the outside, and seeing it as a whole, takes much of the reactionary power out of the internal war in the matrix. At the same time, what's bad in the matrix is mind-numbingly, exponentially larger and more toxic than, I quote, anyone can imagine.
Yeah, but we're distracted more, I think, by the third level than by anything else, because the third level drives the other two minor levels. Okay, so, I mean, let's like take an example like JFK, the movie. What's going on there? Give us a media conscious analysis of what's happening.
Well, because we're in the, if you follow the chart on Bob's Mediacology, you see from 1977 to 1990, you have, you lock down mythic government warfare, and, you have as the cover universal government warfare, but from 1990 to 2020 you have holeopathic retrievals, where you lock down Bob Rule and mythic government warfare. Now, mythic government, a government is any environment, not just bureaucracy or parliaments. So you have all the mixed corporate media, which I referred to earlier, battling as a fake, while the real action is a new world order or lockdown. Now George Bush is bringing in the new world order as a kind of new centralized control of the whole planet, offering each culture in a decentralized front to have their
own.
But
nobody buys that. I mean,
this is the point, is that he is attempting the pink version of Bob Rule lockdown, whereas the real complex clairvoyance, which I'm accomplishing and bringing in the new solar order, is what's really going to happen between 1990 to 2020. Now, holeopathic retrievals is, because everything disappeared, as the first cut says, by, well, just for simplicity, by 1990, we have nothing but retrievals. But they are hologrammic and homeopathic. Now, homeopathy deals with the dilution of environments, and so the more you do with less, the more potent it is. Do you know about homeopathy? Have you ever heard of that medicine?
Yeah, it's like when you eat a herb or something because you have a toothache.
No, you don't use a herb. It's that diluted version of the essence of the herb.
Okay.
So that it's almost, you're almost eating nothing. Mm-hmm. It's a little drop. Well, in other words, it's Bucky Fuller's principle, etherealization. You do more with less. So this is a 200-year-old medicine. So you take a retrieval of any event in history, and JFK is a retrieval of that 1963 paradigm, and it's retrieved as an event, picking the right American biased medium, movies. American, that is America's cultural medium, movie. So the JFK revelations never had any power when written in the book, like Mark Lane's books and these things.
Or John DeLillo even.
Right.
Okay.
But you take America and its own bias and put that, what is in books, and put it in movie form, it communicates. But it's a tiny event that shook up all the American culture.
W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C C B W C will sniff in a pheromone from somebody, and this will go into the subconscious information processing system that will give them a good profile of what this person
is
all about.
The so-called lower animals do that all the time. They go out and take a big sniff, and they're,
that's right.
They're just taking a read right then and there on who this person is and what they're all about.
It's fabulous. And so the nose will sniff in a pheromone from somebody, and
perfumes, look out.
And then it'll be okay. But the nose is very sensitive. There are receptors, cellular cells in the nose that receive pheromones, and the pheromones are practically IG kits of the person who put them out.
Pheromones, other biological things?
Well, pheromones are produced, it's now known that pheromones are produced in the nose and from the tongue and in the sweat glands in the armpits.
In fact, for almost a decade, Mayer was the highest salaried man in the world. At this point, they might have concluded that their transformation from Eastern European Jews into Americans was complete. But history intervened to remind them of their origins. It was difficult for the Mughals to entirely abandon their Jewishness while the Nazis were persecuting their European kin. Some of the Hollywood Jews could not ignore these events. In 1939, a group of stars including John Garfield, Edward G. Robinson, and their spokesman Melvin Douglas risked their celebrity status to speak out against Hitler.
That all economic connections between the United States of America and Nazi Germany be totally severed. Until such time as Germany is willing to re-enter the family of nations in accordance with the humane principles of international law.
Though Carl Laemmle was no longer studio head at this time, he joined the protesters and signed their declaration. Both Laemmle and Harry Warner were active in sponsoring Jewish refugees from Europe. And in 1939, Warner made this anti-fascist speech to the American Legion.
Drive them out. Make America unsafe for those who seek to tear down what others have built through the generations since 1776. Drive them from their secret meeting places. Destroy their insidious propaganda machines. Drive out their bums and their leagues, their clans and black legions, the silver shirts, the black shirts, and the dirty shirts. Help keep America for those who believe in America.
In response to Hollywood's limited anti-fascist stand, former U.S. Ambassador to Britain, Joseph P. Kennedy, flew to Los Angeles. At a secret meeting, he told the Mughals that American Jews would be blamed if the United States were dragged into war with Germany. He warned them to stop agitating against Nazism. The Kennedy meeting had its desired effect.
At the end of the 1930s, as the shadows of war are haunting Europe, the Jews in Hollywood are very much afraid of warning American audiences of those dangers because it looks as though it's a special Jewish angle. It looks parochial. It looks limited. And therefore, it's difficult to make anti-Nazi movies in Hollywood because the Jews don't want to stand out.
The Jewish fear of standing out was expressed through another icon that would make its way to the screen.
Superman was invented by two Jewish kids in the late 1930s, when there also was a worldwide upsurge in very frightening anti-Semitism. Superman is discovered like Moses in the bulrushes. He's an immigrant from another planet who comes to Earth. He has his identity as a mild-mannered intellectual, but really underneath he's the man of steel. I think that's a very suggestive Jewish fantasy. It's almost as if he's passing all the time.
While the Jew felt like an alien in America, Superman was a real alien.
This looks like a job for Superman.
Yet incredibly, he is the only superhero who manages to keep his identity secret without wearing a mask.
Hollywood and Washington.
Yeah, but so where did the event come from? Where did
it came from 1963. It's a retrieval, but it's a diluted, holeopathic input into the mixed corporate media interaction. So it's a figure in this ground. And this figure, because it's so tiny, it's one isolated political event. There's been so many assassinations, which I was involved in from before 63 and after. I mean, I was involved with Martin Luther King and George Wallace. That is only one assassination of the hundreds that have happened since 1963.
What I want to know is not really...
why is that one retrieved?
Well, that's what my question to you is. Why is this particular assassination, who is orchestrating the fact that the American imagination is so caught up in something that happened 30 years ago? I mean, who is behind the fact that we can't get over this mystery?
Because we never left 1945, so you have to understand that we've just been running in the same spot, as the quote in the CD says, and layering information over on information. So...
things?
Well, pheromones are produced, it's now known that pheromones are produced in the nose and from the tongue into the sweat glands in the armpits.
It's to resolve this overblown issue that Senator Hatch referred to. The American people don't want to know those details of how the president goes about implementing his foreign policy. People don't want to know those details of how the president goes about implementing his foreign policy. People don't want to know those details. He got one spinal cracker. He got feet down below.
think they're full of hokum. It's unbelievable to me that an admiral would take it upon himself to try and act like he was handling the final vested authority for major decisions. This is just the kind of thing that the founding fathers were thinking about and trying to prevent when the Constitution placed the authority and the accountability for these kind of decisions in the hands of Congress and the President.
People don't want to know those details.
American people don't want to know
is about implementing this foreign policy.
America is obviously some strange usage of the word safe that I wasn't previously aware of.
I'll have a look for the light.
All right. How did we get here?
We hitched a lift.
Excuse me, are you trying to tell me that we just stuck out our thumbs and some bug-eyed monster stuck his head out and said, "Hi, fellas, hop right in. I can take you as far as the Basingstoke roundabout."
Well, the thumb's an electronic sub-ether device. The roundabout's at Barnard Star, 6 light-years away. But otherwise, that's more or less right.
And the bug-eyed monster?
It's green, yes.
Fine. When can I go home?
You can't. Ah, I found the light.
Good grief. Is this really the interior of a flying saucer?
It certainly is. What do you think?
Well, it's a bit squalid, isn't it?
What did you expect?
Well, I don't know. Gleaming control panels, flashing lights, computer screens. Not old mattresses.
These are the Dentressi sleeping quarters.
I thought you said they were called Vogons or something.
The Vogons run the ship. The Dentressi are the cooks. They let us on board.
I'm confused.
Here, have a look at this.
What is it?
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It's a sort of electronic book. It'll tell you everything you want to know. That's its job.
I like the cover. Don't panic. It's the first helpful or intelligible thing anybody said to me all day.
That's why it sells so well. Here, press this button and the screen will give you the index. You've got several million entries, so fast wind through the index to V. There you are, Vogon Constructor Fleets. Enter that code on the tabulator and read what it says.
Vogon Constructor Fleets. Here is what to do if you want to get a lift from a Vogon. Forget it. They're one of the most unpleasant races in the galaxy. Not actually evil, but bad-tempered, bureaucratic, vicious, and callous. They wouldn't even lift a finger to save their own grandmothers from the ravenous bug-bladder beast of Tral. Without orders signed in triplicate, sent in, sent back, queried, lost, found, subjected to public inquiry, lost again, and finally buried in soft peat for 3 months and recycled as firelighters. The best way to get a drink out of a Vogon is stick your finger down his throat. And the best way to irritate him is to feed his grandmother to the ravenous bug-bladder beast of Tral.
What a strange book. How did we get a lift, then?
Well, that's the point. It's out of date now. I'm doing the field research for new revival.
So the principle from Finnegan's Wake is past times become past times.
Mm-hmm.
So we now have a whole bunch of historical events since 1945 on record in all different media. These can be replayed for the population's nostalgia or a sense of involvement.
Why 45? What happened in 45?
That was when history ended with the exclamation point of the atomic bomb. That was the end of linear history, because the atomic bomb was the flip from mechanical weaponry into software weaponry. And because the atomic bomb created decentralized warfare where you really couldn't control it, you had to bring in real control, and it made war obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, the conflict of warring factions ended in 1945 once the world was inside the atomic bomb environment. We'll be right back.
Fight was no contest. I'll take the girl. I'll take the girl. This little girl. Didn't you think the girl was much smaller? Misleading. Miss 5'6", 152 pounds, and she beats the hell out of this lady. Oh, Barbara, let's take this back to the beginning, because it goes so fast. 52 seconds, and a 15-year-old girl is dead. And it's tragic. It is so tragic. The gun had a hair trigger. They'd been robbed before. And there was racism involved. I mean, the Koreans are like I am. I'm a racist. How can I live in America? Not be a racist. I pull for the black coach. I pull for the team with the black quarterback. We all have those feelings. Now watch this. It's a nine-year-old boy. Nine-year-old little boy with his 12-year-old sister. Had to watch this killing. Isn't that sad? 9 o'clock, Saturday morning. There's a young lady coming up, almost like Hollywood, in a black sweater on the left. Now watch this very carefully. This is an enhanced tape. It's been played over and over again. It's a surveillance tape. It's very poor quality, but it would cost us $300,000 to get anything better than this. So watch this. Watch this. Look at there. Watch this very carefully. Watch. Look at there. Look at there. Doesn't she have a strong right hand? Whoa! Look at there! Like a billiard ball in the pocket. Whoa! Look at there in the face. Whoa! She knocks it down. Muhammad Ali couldn't do better. Whoa! She hits Mrs. Dew in the face. The lady throws the chair. Mrs. Dew's reaching under the counter now. She's trying to get the gun, trying to get the gun out of the holster. And Latasha comes back to the counter with the orange juice. She puts the orange juice back and the gun. She sees the gun. She makes one step. Boom! Blood. Brains. Right under the counter. cash register. Now, when I first heard about this case, they had the girl walking out of the front door, you know, shot in the back, walking down the street. But it didn't happen that way. Because if you look at her head, you look at the girl's head in relationship to the cash register right under there, 36 feet from the front door. That's enough, Barbara. Thank you very much. Isn't that sad? Isn't human life cheap? Let's play it again.
Ready, arms men. As soon as they're close enough, I'll give the signal to fire.
Colonel, in heaven's name, they aren't even armed.
They're the enemy.
Our only hope for survival is to join with them. We need food and shelter. If we destroy them...
The professor is right, Colonel. We're cut off from our own people.
Sergeant, another word, and I'll have you court-martialed. Now, ready your weapons.
Men, don't do it. Our only hope now is peace.
Silence!
I've got to warn them. Go back! Go back!
All right, Professor, you asked for it. Now!
Father!
It would hurt me less than what you just said.
You know, I know seniors that are inspired.
Our panel discussion with the writers of the...
I mean, my mother is about almost 80. I mean, you know, and I don't know if it's the age, the ethnicity, the motherhood. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is... I want to choke the cat, you know. And she does. And she, even though this is an actress and I know I'm watching a scene, it actually triggers that. It's like a Pavlovian response, you know.
The show, there's a lot of relentless people in the show, and she is the most relentless. I mean, even in that situation with wise guys and people who kill people, she just doesn't stop.
You know what I mean? Because it's so decentralized, it had to be controlled.
Right. So our perception of all time since then is no longer linear. We don't see it in segments. We see it, what, sequentially? We see it... How do we see it, then? We see it as little fragments that we replay over and over again?
Well, rock and roll and pop culture has been trying to mirror the training of the population's perception of the TV effect so that the discontinuous, multi-leveled, acoustic simultaneity of the environment since 1945 is... the closest that tactile man can come to, because it's ear. It's still near the head, the ear and the eye. But the tactility is that we are merged into the mosaic screen of the TV mesh with the pulsating dots, which you don't exist. I mean, the closest image you can get, I guess, is electrons and neutrons or some kind of atomic entities. So we retrieve all the mythic stages, movies, books, newspaper, and the content therein from history as something to live in. Mm. So that JFK was the first fake president of the United States.
Who's he?
Captain owns luxury hotels or something, I don't know. That's not the point. The point is, I talked to Mrs. DiCaprio over there, and she says she's got a corner suite available with a woods view. It's available now, but it's gonna go fast.
Of course it's available. Somebody died.
Oh, Ma, you gotta stop. You gotta stop with this black poison cloud all the time, because I can't take it anymore.
Oh, poor you.
You know, I got problems at work. I got problems at home. I got a friend who's been diagnosed with cancer. Most parents would be grateful if their yuppie children put as much thought into this as I did.
I'm not going to that place.
Then I will go to court and I will get a durable power of attorney over you and I will place you there.
Then kill me now. Go on, go. Go into the ham. And take the carving knife and stab me. Here. Here. Now, please. It would hurt me less than what you just said.
You know, I know seniors that are inspired.
Our panel discussion with the writers of the...
The drugs are sold in the U.S. for cash, U.S. dollars. The dollars are then deposited in many accounts. It's the drug dealer's money, but it's deposited by the Smurfs. Again, Mike McDonald.
We followed a husband and wife team one day, exchange currency for $72,000 worth of money orders in one day. The largest denomination was $300.
Back in Colombia, the drug dealers make a deal with what's known as a money broker. There are thousands of money brokers in Colombia, and they make the system work.
So the brokers, who have been in business for years, go to the drug traffickers and say, I'll buy your dollars from you, or I'll buy a bunch of your dollars. You give me $1 million, I'll give you X numbers of pesos.
It's important to understand, the U.S. dollars never leave the country. The pesos stay in Colombia.
This is just nonsense. Most societies have always operated in the light of various habits based on plans.
We're eating a pizza now.
One slice and take a nap.
I can't make up.
Yes, you can. Come on.
I don't want to make up with her because she got me into trouble.
You're a forgiving person.
Not when I was tied down and thrown in a subdivisory camera.
That was a long time ago, and we're going to have to forget about that and work on now.
And you think she's so pretty that you want to seduce her, don't you?
No, I don't. I don't think you should be concerned with her. I think you need to be concerned with you. Okay?
Because I feel like you have the hots for her and everything.
I don't have the hots for anybody.
Let me ask you, Angela, do you remember what things were like when you came here, when you came to the hospital?
I was very violent to everybody, and I was, because I thought they were going to rape me, and this and that and the other thing.
The rising, the rapid escalation of transnational corporations, banking institutions, financial institutions, and so on, around them there is also coalescing a network of structures of governance. What the world's leading business newspaper, the London Financial Times, describes it as a de facto world government with its own institutions, the IMF, the World Bank, the new World Trade Organization.
As a media image, and because he was using the TV medium, it threatened certain other media. So other media establishments had to get rid of them. But because we're in the post-TV age,
We now can realize the full behind-the-scenes action mm-hmm. of the TV age, mm-hmm. and the key figure for that would be JFK and Marilyn Monroe. And
the GATT, the G7 executive branches of the seven rich countries, that's a kind of a framework of world government, what they call a de facto world government, that also operates very remotely, in secret, without scrutiny, without accountability. Its primary constituents are, in fact, precisely the transnational corporations and the financial institutions, and it reflects their interests.
Need the future. To seed your future. And as you throw from the basket the many seeds, the handfuls, the fistfuls, know that your desire for this success, for that happiness, for this achievement, that accomplishment, throw that out there too. Throw that out there too. Throw that out there too. And more love. And more love. And more love. See it there. There, floating, surreal. Like a beautiful mirage that in its day will become real. In its day you will give it dimension, mattering and meaning and joyous and reflection. See it there. A glorious future with more love. Fiercely majestic, tenaciously magnificent. More love. See it. Sense it. Its presence, its grace, experience.
Can you describe that awful day when he dispatched three children, asked them to play a game, closed their eyes, and then basically repeated it with his wife Mary when she came home from work that evening?
Well, you have to understand that before that night, you know, people say to me, well, did he just snap? And I say, no, he didn't just snap. He had been severely depressed for a couple of years, 2 years before he killed his family. He began suffering from delusions, hallucinations, and one day He asked his wife, Mary, to go get the next-door neighbor to come over and tie him up, to tie Bob to the banister, because he had a vision that his mother had come to him and said, I want you to kill Mary and the kids. This was 2 years earlier. So Mary did this, and the neighbor came, and Bob was taken to Gracie Square, to a private mental hospital, where he spent 6 weeks. And after his discharge, he never really became quote-unquote normal again. He never really became the Bob that people had known before. He started seeing a psychiatrist. He began taking medication. And the medication made him very sleepy and groggy, and so his work suffered from it.
The new trade agreements, which is a rather misleading term in my opinion, but the trade agreements are accelerating this transfer of effective power to these absolutist, unaccountable institutions, now on a vast scale. Corporations themselves are absolutist institutions. Power lies in the hands of owners and managers. The only debate is about how that's how you divvy out the shares. Debate in literature about that. There's a fairly strict authority structure in a corporation. An individual can sometimes enter into the hierarchy, which means you essentially take orders from above and transfer orders down below. It's a fairly strict hierarchy, as much as any we know of in any institution. If you're an outsider, you're not part of it, you have basically nothing to say. You're allowed to rent yourself to it. That's called getting a job. You can buy what they sell if you like. You can watch. You can't see very much because they operate mostly in secret. And now that they're remote enough to be transnational and have their governing institutions in Brussels and Geneva and so on, they are even more operating in secret.
What happened to them? So we retrieve it as a form of content, the second level of media ecology, to wallow in and pretend we're learning new things from.
And this is probably why something like the New World Order doesn't work, because there's no sort of TV image to equivalate it, understandable, to allow us to drink it in. And therefore we know, if you can't show us on TV the New World Order, that it's probably not real.
Eventually he lost his job. He changed jobs a couple of times. He lost his job, so that by the time he killed the family, he was already in a state of depression. Mary had gone back to work, which, you know, this was in the late in 1977, 1978. At that time, he, growing up in the era that he did, he felt that this was a shame that he wasn't able to support his family. So every day Mary would go off to work and he was home with Christopher while the other two children went to school. And I think more and more in his depression, he began to identify with Christopher. Christopher was disabled. Bob felt as though he was disabled.
Actually, this is all, you know, well-known and old stuff. I was at about 10 years ago, I was at a conference in Switzerland on international affairs, and one of the participants was a Swiss diplomatic historian. In fact, he told me he was the Swiss diplomatic historian from the University of Geneva, and we got kind of friendly, and we were out having a beer or something one night, and he told me that the worst job in the world is to be a Swiss diplomatic historian. And the reason for that is quite simple. Diplomatic historians are people who look at archival materials primarily. They try to figure out what's going on by looking at the archives. Well, in most countries, there's a sort of a buffer between private power, which basically rules, and policy. The buffer's called the government. And you can look at and governments do leave a kind of a paper trail. And we're pretty good at in that respect by comparative standards. So, you know, you wait 30, 35 years, and sometimes even earlier, and you get some kind of a record, in fact, often quite an interesting and complete record of what the government was up to. But in Switzerland, they don't bother with the buffer. The corporations just rule straight.
And I think that he was falling more and more into a world unto himself and seeing himself more and more as a burden on his family instead of the supporter of his family. And then as he described it in his own writing and in many conversations with psychiatrists, he woke up one morning in February, a snowy morning, and he felt for the first time that he had clarity, that he understood what he had to do. And it wasn't like his previous delusion where his mother was giving him commands to go kill his family. He felt that he had found the solution to his problem. And the solution was that he had to kill them and he had to kill himself.
Internet companies. They bought several really major internet companies. They're hoping to take stakes that they have in companies like, which they've started, like Expedia and CarPoint, and trade them for stakes in other companies.
History of mankind could be written as a series of made and broken relationships with plants.
Remember that. In one way or another, it'll be a long shot. And down in the front, you got to have a sign that says danger explosives. Because that's where the chase is going to come through in the eighth reel. So you plant that immediately, which makes complete sense.
George, tell me how the picture opens. A Nazi submarine sneaks into Hudson's Bay. And they send ashore a landing party to raid the outpost.
Along comes an air patrol, sinks the submarine, leaving the Nazi invaders in Canada.
I want this picture to be a document. I want to hold a mirror up to life. I want this to be a picture of dignity, a true canvas of the suffering of humanity.
But with a little sex.
With a little sex in it.
You've got to coat the pill with candy. You've got to draw an audience along so they're asking what's going to happen next.
You know, Craig, one of the things that's been coming to my attention is that in reality, there are, you know, as I become more a creature of cyberspace, is that there are actually a lot of people that are really doing a lot of good stuff regarding utilizing the media to get a different message out. You know, your show being just one example of that. I mean, you know, and you know, for a long time, I was really starting to get depressed. I was kind of going, oh my gosh, it's going to be nothing except, you know, ABC News and 24-hour MTV pretty soon. But there seems to be a real effort by a lot of committed people to kind of say, no, we're not going to allow it to become all that. And I mean, are you seeing that as well?
Oh, definitely. One of my focuses for myself in terms of dealing with being politically active in an incredibly reactionary society is you face depression. You face this sense that there's huge walls to be fought, huge battles to be fought, and one of the reasons why I focus on music is music for me has, through the years, really provided an inspiration to me in my activism, and I think it's important. I know that speaking with other people and writing to other people, I found that it's a tremendously important resource for some people, and it really keeps them going, and I think it's important that not only does music keep us going, but we do what we can to keep people who are making that music going.
of Newton, like a Swiss clock, internal mechanisms from the second revolution, the nostalgia of the metallic age. Triumph of noblesse oblige. Big white head on the face. Now in the end game of the Mayan calendar. Redux of redux. Spiraling around. The face of the fool, the black hole of human charisma, like a typhoon. Great cover. Anna Newton. Home of Howard Stern's ex-wife. WZBC. Like an old lady crossing the street. Fill in the metaphorical hook. Which is to say, half a hook will do. Other implied. Gary Geiserman, the major. Gary G4 at Mac.com. Gary G4 at Mac.com. Be kind.
Dies ist die Geschichte einer Gesellschaft, die fällt. Während sie fällt, sagt sie, um sich zu beruhigen, immer wieder.
WZBC.org.
Sieher liest noch ganz gut. Sieher liest noch ganz gut.
For the grand glory of digital streaming.
Sondern die Landung.
In all of its wounded glory. I'm sorry, but we don't have room now for the well-tempered clavier. The white man's seven-note scale. All the black jazz men, geniuses in the world, couldn't put that one together again. The post-jazz era, been going on for about 15 years now. Because in holography, like in laws in upstate New York, require, demand, resolution, at all times, even if you're just starting out, like a startup, or should I say the fallacy, the myth, the fake lyric of a startup, or even going way back to the beginning of the yuppie era. Merging with Japan, closing stages of the Mayan calendar. Look it up if you don't believe me. ...90.3 in the FM. Every third day, which is once a week in my calendar, I like to slow it down so that I can speed it up with the least amount of effort. That's what I like to do. GaryG4 at Mac.com. You can send dirty pictures if you want. But I'm a connoisseur, so they ought to be good ones if you are Sisyphusian inclined.
Well, it's already here. It's the since all cultures are the content. When a German watches a Canadian program, the content is German.
So they make the decisions, the banks and the transnationals and so on, and they don't leave any, corporations don't leave any paper trail at all. They are secret societies. They are secret absolutist organizations. If you learn anything about them, it's because, you know, the multinational operations committee in the in Congress in the mid-70s, under the pressure of the popular movements of the 60s, in fact, got subpoena power and released some information about them and occasionally find something out in other ways, but basically you learn nothing. So being a Swiss diplomatic historian without this kind of intervening level leaves you with not a lot to do with complaining. Well, we have something to do because there is this transmission belt, but the picture is, you know, not all that different if you think about it. If you think about where power actually is, how decisions are made, and how much you can find out about the centers of power. Well, this has its consequences, naturally. The, for example, the other aspects of the deficiencies of democracy, I can't even use the word, I mean the absurdity of using the term democracy to refer to the Soviet system of tyranny, in various respects, we also have the same features. Information is very narrowly concentrated in pretty much the same hands as other decision-making. The media are, the major media are just huge corporations selling, people like you, selling audiences to other businesses, to advertise. That sets the framework within which most of the rest operates. Actually, we have, it's a different information system and all sorts of different properties. One of the properties is that people here have much less access. They have access. They don't seek access to other sources of information. So the proportion of the population here that listens to foreign broadcasts is minuscule.
Looks like locusts down there.
Hey, those are locusts. We hear Captain Happy. Aren't those pumicans on their way to the Zillion Bug March?
Nuggets, sorry, Bebop. Those, okay, all right. Yeah, sorry, the chopper cops are backing me off to 1,500 ticks. So this is Captain Happy recycling off in the environmentally souped-up News Now chopper.
Because he brings his cultural preference and bias into it. So the user is the content. We already have this massive interplay that my colleagues and I do in the Secret Council 10 of making sure each mythic stage, each technological environment has a chance to function. All right, with that mixed corporate media interplay, the anarchy of different cultures responding to this is already allowed to happen. It's a decentralized ecology.
I'm sitting very still, staring into the witness room. Very little movement from any of the witnesses. Very calmly just looking into the execution chamber. Execution team members are still in the process of securing the restraints. Mr. Boyd, Mr. Long, be advised that the condemned is secure in the chair at this time.
The labor victories were reversed, and there was a major attack on independent thought. That led to the 50s, which were very quiescent, rather similar to the 1920s. And so it has been a recurrent pattern through American history. Democratizing tendencies, repression, and quiescence, and then things blow up again. At that time, there was a lot of new technology that helped, and that has a lot of bearing on the present day. So in the 1920s and the 1930s, radio was coming into existence. Radio, everybody recognized, is a public resource. You know, it's not shoes. There's a fixed band that's going to be government regulated. Everyone knew that. The question was, where will it go? Will radio be assigned to the public interest, meaning public radio, hence democratic to the extent that the society is democratic? You know, that's one option. The other option is just hand it over to private absolute power and turned into a device for propaganda and profit-making by the private sector. Well, just about every country in the world, maybe everyone, I don't offhand know of exception, went the first way towards making it a public resource. The United States went the second way, became a private monopoly, a virtual monopoly. I mean, like a college radio station could have a, you know, little station that you could hear for 3 blocks away or something. But it was this issue was struggled about. Labor groups, church groups, other public interest groups sought to put the United States within the mainstream of Western society, and they lost. They lost flat out. That's a reflection of a lot of other things.
Andrei said yes. Andrei said yes. And we love you. We love you, dear one. And we have come to talk, to walk with you, to be your friend, not to tell you what to do, but to listen to you and to help you do what you have wanted to do all along. We love you. We love you more than you'll ever know. But then we have eternity together, you and us, to find out, so that you might give dimension, length, width, breadth, depth, the love we hold for you and for your higher self. We love you. Though you might not be able to ever figure out exactly why, know that we do. And as you allow yourself to feel more deserving, as you move closer and closer to knowing that you are worthy of coming face to face with the Goddess, then you will understand more clearly the love of which we speak, the love we hold for you. We love you. Yes, we do love you. And as we are with you tonight, as you are gently drifting into your somnambulistic state of sleep, and as within a few minutes from now, you will allow yourself a full and restful healing sleep, know that we will work with you tonight. We will work with you tonight. Just tell us, what is it you would like us to work upon? What stumble, pothole, rut would you like us to fill, to mend, to heal? What success would you allow us to amplify, to help expand, to augment? Talk to us.
talk to us. A foible you want corrected, a glitch that you want smoothed out, a burr that you want sanded, smoothed, corrected, or an opportunity made more solid. Success made deeper, richer, more profound. Talk to us, dear one, and know that as you sleep, as you gently, wondrously sleep, we will be there, working ever so subtly, ever so gently with you. Everyone's yours is a destiny designed by God, Goddess, all that is, a destiny divined and designed by your own consciousness. Whatever its source, destiny is chosen. And we choose our destiny. That destiny of God, Goddess, all that is, the destiny of the Goddess, to be sure. And the destiny we choose, divine and design, from our own consciousness. And we choose a destiny of loving you, of walking with you, of working with you, of loving you. She is returning, the Goddess, with all her divine love and her divine presence. Is returning. And we love you. And we love you. That is our destiny. Sleep now, dear one. Sleep now, gentle one. Knowing we're with you, watching over you, loving you.